Previously on Derivative.
I was debating whether or not to show up because it was so frightening to think there'd only be five people here.
This is President John Adams, and you're listening to Derivative.
I tend to say the same thing.
It's Derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
It feels Derivative.
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle and picking somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.
Derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Very meta and annoying and derivative.
Not original, uninspired.
I'm derivative as hell.
Hey, everybody, it's Jerry, and this is Derivative, the intermittent podcast about little songs, the Tony Kornheiser show, whatever else is going on in my world. So this is Friday, June 26, 2020. It should be a happy day. This should be the first Friday, the happy hour mingling day of Jingle Fest, and we'd planned to be in Nashville, Tennessee this year. I was really looking forward to seeing many of you for the first time. But unfortunately, due to the ongoing coronavirus situation and everything, we're not going to be able to do that. So if you're there right now, I'm really sorry you didn't get the memo. Probably should get back on a plane and head home. But for those of you that had planned to join, I do plan to reschedule sometime this fall. It's looking increasingly unlikely like that can't happen, given the way that the numbers are going and everything. But once it is safe to travel, we will set a new date. I'll try to pull folks via the email list and whatever else in this podcast for your feedback on times that work. And we'll try to find something that works because we want to get together again. In the meantime, there's been talk of doing a virtual fest, and I'm not quite sure how to do that. I've considered doing a Facebook Live or a Zoom. The ones I've done with my work have, leave a lot to be desired. I feel like one of the great joys of the Jingle Fest, sure, it's the silly songs and the performances, but more than anything, it's the mingling and the one-on-one interactions. And on a big Zoom chat, you really lose that. So if you have feedback, please contact me on Twitter or via email and let me know what your suggestions might be to do some kind of virtual event. It'd be great to do something like that this summer in the meantime, but I haven't quite set anything in stone yet because I'm not quite sure how to do it in a way that folks would actually enjoy. So for the Nashville show, I guess this goes back to all Jingle Fests, usually between January and March, just when I'm thinking about what song should I do, what should the medleys be, what gags are we going to put as little videos or different things in between sets, and how are we going to set this whole thing up. And there's usually a big spreadsheet that I'm managing and sending back and forth with all the performers as we kind of work through it all. I was looking back at my notes, and the very first Jingle Fest, we had 55 songs. And there may have even been more because some of those were medleys. But there were 55 different things. As time has gone on, let's see, if we had 10 performers doing three songs each. It tends to be around that. We have 60, 70, maybe 80 songs all told with all the medleys and everything we have going together. And that usually comes together in the spring. And then I spend between March and June putting together those lyric videos, which are a major pain in the neck. But it's so worth it. And I especially enjoy recording this episode every year, kind of the post-Jingle Fest retrospective, to talk about it and what came together, what worked well, what was a disaster. And so all that work that goes into it from March through June is one of my favorite things about this experience, because it then culminates in that night to share it with you all who haven't heard it yet. And so we're not going to be able to do that this year, but I did think I could share maybe some of my initial thoughts. So for the opening number, I was thinking of doing some kind of country song, either Willie Nelson on the Road Again, or some derivation of this Tim McGraw song.
This is for everybody who listens to Mr. Tony every weekday. This is for all the littles who enjoy every single round of golf that Michael might play. Well, I got so many jingles I want to play you, but Lord knows I can't do them all. Though I might like to share every song, that would take 10 hours, and that's only counting those Schwitz break songs. And I'm sure glad to share this show. Steve and Brad and KJ, Rob and Joe Arrow. I got friends that jingle too. And some of them ride IQ. Arrange around the golf with you. Attend a podcast too.
So it's possible that might have been the intro. In years past, I've gone with similar themes for a ballad-type introduction, and then, like last year, I had a medley planned, actually. And I'm not sure I've shared this before. It's possible that there's been a demo on a previous podcast, but I don't think so, so I'm going to play it here in a little bit. But last year, I had planned to do a Billy Joel song, a Dr. Horrible sing-along blog song, and then a golf tune. And in the weeks leading up to it, I thought, yeah, this just isn't exciting enough to really get the crowd into it. We should do something different. And Old Town Road was really big at the time, so we went with the old folks home thing, which then coincided so nicely with the idea of Jingle Side as the jingling retirement home. So I think that worked out great in the end. But here is what it would have been had that idea not kind of popped into my head in the weeks leading up to the event. Here's the original demo of what would have been the intro of Jingle Side.
In the beginning, I spent one really long night writing some lyrics and trying to get the vocals just right. I was ecstatic to hear that TK shout out. And though I lost that damn contest, things worked out. So many angles, so many jokes to be told. Raju's an asshole, Liz loves the boss, Tony's old, Edith's a lizard. Online at 11, so you're told. Get a phone and subscribe, ask for listens if you're old. Local traffic, local weather, local news, and local sports. You can have it all together, and the crew is here, of course. And plausibly live. It's the same old show, but Nigel does the news. And due to licensing, enjoy more Jason views. As for romance song, now Tony does reviews. But it's the same old show. Commentary just inside D.C. from a for-profit location, with lawyers employed to help Tony avoid a punitive and permanent vacation. It's the same old show, but Tony brought his son. You ask for hour three. Well, how about hour one? He used to cash fat checks, now he's got none. What has he done? To listen daily to a bald old man complain about his life, but I haven't heard much lately. Now I spend my weekday evenings with my wife, and end up helping out with homework for the kids. I'm just starting to live. I found a reason to read and to give my time to cherish.
Yeah, so you're going to hear on this episode several demos like this. I'm just sharing medleys of things that I recorded either today or previously to lay down a vocal track. So these performances may not be up to the usual quality that you'd expect from Little Songs. I think they hold up pretty well, though. But these are like one-take versions of jingle medleys, as you would have heard them live had these actually been performed. I wanted to recapture that experience. So what's next? As you know, in thinking about what to do in Nashville, the only content that I'd gotten to before the virus hit and then, you know, things kind of went south in terms of planning was a country medley. So I wanted to go back and look through various country songs that I had done and then make sure that I had at least one of those medleys as part of the show. And so here is a collection of songs. So we're going to start with Radio, and I'm actually going to play a little clip, which is an old clip from Tony introducing the first Jingle Fest. It actually, it's something you said before, but this clip really inspired this song. And then there was a classic story about Chris Eliza having great seats at the Nats game, sitting next to a guy in a hat who looked like Kenny Rogers. And there's a thought that maybe it was Ted Leonsis or it was Kenny Rogers. And so this brings a lot of those ideas into there, set to The Gambler. So all respect to the legendary Kenny Rogers, who's no longer with us, as I make shots about plastic surgery in this song. Love that song. And then the next one is a Tim McGraw song, Just to See You Smile, that I have actually had in my medley twice in years past and scrapped it. I don't think I've ever included this. It's possible that it made it in, but I don't think so. I usually cut this one out because the idea of being on a stage celebrating the potential death of Raju seemed a step too far. So I really like the biting meanness of this one within well-defined legal parameters. But I think typically I've cut this one out of my medley because it just seemed inappropriate to be on stage cheering about that. And then the next one is a Chris Stapleton song about Tony and various personal VIP treatment at airports and pilots and all that stuff. And then we'll wrap it up with one that I did do last year, which was one of my favorites from the previous season of Friends in Low Places, about how Tony basically is sold out and will do an ad pitch for anybody. So here is a preview in my little live take of what Nashville medley might have sounded like.
It's a great, of all the things that I do, nothing has ever been, including writing, including TV, nothing has ever been as satisfying as doing radio, because your personality comes through, and if people turn on the radio, they like you. It's not for the guests, and it's not for the bits, and it's because they like you. So I appreciate that from all of you.
He's arising from the ashes and moving one block west. He's returning for the masses to do the thing that he does best. He's famous for his writing in the PTI show. But of all the jobs he's ever had, his favorite's radio. Well, it's the breakfast spread, it's the lox and bread, it's the bathroom in the hall. It's fighting the evil sales weasels and ignoring listener calls. It's the tight space, it's the AM base, it's a sterile studio. It's the safe confines of clear guidelines and the call the thing radio. On a warm summer's evening, take the green line to the ballpark, the lizard, 'cause he's got awesome seats. And Chris hands me some glasses of red wine and a blue hat. Says you better put on this disguise, Ken, 'cause you're gonna be on TV. Now I just hope no one will notice, maybe mistake me for the old sis. It helps that I had surgery that makes me look Chinese. Just wanna hang out with my buddy incognito at the Nats game, 'cause the gambler is a huge fan of Washington. I remember when you called me to your office and told me how my writing days were through. The Post needed to make something you called profits. Well, that's the day you were dead to me, Raju. If you should ever fall into deep water and call for help, I know just what I'd do. Now, I'm not saying that I'm the one who killed you, but I wouldn't interfere if someone else tried to. Just to see you die, I'd do anything within well-defined legal parameters. And after all this time, I bet I'd probably laugh. Hell, I'd write your epitaph just to see you die. There's a pilot who works at National Airport. He's in charge there, but sometimes he's asked to do even more, like drive to Dulles. When Mr. Tony makes a call and says, meet me in the red carpet club at 2. That's the difference between Tony and you. You're stuck at National with no pilot for your plane, but you know it's worth it. So some VIP's not afraid. It takes a team of 50 to calm all his fears, when just a single dose of Xanax would do. And that's the difference between Tony and you. Oh, that's the difference between Tony and you. I still recall how he started it all, selling us windows and doors. He was sincere, or so it appeared, 'cause they were products that he'd used before. And he found something new, razors and suits, and slowly he dropped all pretense. I mean, who would imagine he loves gunmetal ratchets when he's never picked up a wrench? Now Tony talks when Lowe's pays him. It's supposedly his destination for craftsman tools. Do they think we're fools? He started small with Windownation. Now I hear next week he's selling cruise vacations. Oh, Tony talks, and Lowe's pays him.
Woo-hoo! Okay, now in setting a second set, I usually try to go for either some personal favorites, like in the past I've done Bagels/Angels, which I doubt anybody wanted to hear. And then I'll also then try to put in some greatest hits that folks actually would like. Uh-oh, time for a Schwitz break.
I took my baby on a date to the Schwitz. The hostess stopped
One of my favorite things about preparing for the Jingle Fest is coming up with new ideas for material to debut at the show. And it's always so underwhelming because, like that song, Black or White Schwitz, I mean, you hear it once and then it goes back into the archives, never to be heard from again, and most of the folks there are only half paying attention anyway. So it's not like it's this amazing, you know, lie, oh, look at this new material reveal. But to me, I always feel like if you're paying to come see the show, if you want to support it and stuff, you should get something new, and I should put some effort into it to help, you know, entertain you or not just do the same five songs every time. So that was one that I think I wrote for Implausibly Alive. It's possible that was a Desolation tune, but that has only been in demo form before. I just did another recording of it here, and I think that is the first Schwitz break. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think that's the first time we've had a Schwitz break on the Grelli or Derivative. We haven't done that in quite a while, going back to the old TK Jingles podcast days when I drove that joke into the ground. But anyway, going back to what I was saying, the fun thing about preparing for these shows is coming up with new material, things that are going to be entertaining and fun, like Old Town Road that last time. You know, that was one that we wrote just for this show. And I'm trying to think of other examples going back to the years. I'll play one or two of those right now. This is totally improvised. So hopefully I actually have a few good MP3s I can lay in here, but I'm pretty sure these would be a few good songs that you recognize and enjoy. These were written specifically to perform for the very first time at a Jingle Fest.
It's almost time for Tony's annual goodbye. We never know if he's coming back next fall. We'll all miss the wedding and how he wastes our time with stories about golf and bocce ball.
It must be hard working 2 hours every day. I guess that's why he needs such a long break.
We are all a part of TK's big family.
But in truth,
this break is probably something we all need.
Around the world, we are the little. Ones who share our wedding dates and tootsie midges.
Some people think we're faking that we all live in D.C. But there are littles in Kabukistan and New Jersey.
Soon he'll be running out of Triscuits and ice cream. And who do you think will bring sandwiches for free?
Will Bond is not surprised, oh, that Tony's taking some time off. Cause after all, the NHL season is done.
We send the mail, we send the jingles.
Some of us are great at writing jokes, but we're not great singers.
No, we're not great singers.
And we're gonna tell you who we sat next to on a plane. Or maybe what we paid for gas or cottage cheese.
About $1.50.
It's Tony's world. We all just listen. He is the one who knows 50 ways to cook a chicken.
Cook a chicken.
He's going on vacation. He's off to the Browns about. What are the odds that he'll be back 50-50?
Around the world.
This part out, cause we're running long on time. Oh well, I guess you're gonna play it anyway.
Alright, Seth. It's Angelina Jolie, not Angeline. You always say Angeline, nobody ever corrects you. Maybe they're not listening, but it is Angelina Jolie. But I hope you have a good vacation.
He's going on vacation. He's off to browse about. That's a bookstore.
Chimpanzees have a monkey start. Every chimp has a monkey heart. Learning science isn't all that hard. Chimpanzees have a monkey start. I can show you a house. In fact, I'll show you a dozen, each one more grand than the others, and I have one that's just for shoes. NBA at halftime, see my name on the marquee, it's right there under Sir Barkley. He's a real good friend of mine, it's Will Bond's world. A new northwestern point of view, and we get loads of snow in Chicago, so DC quit complaining.
It's Will Bond's world. If you want suits, he's got a few. Even though they're really nice, he'd never wear one twice. That's the kind of thing that only
That's the kind of thing that littles do.
Unbelievable ties, indescribable pocket squares. Move to Scottsdale, you'll love it there. You can go golfing all the time. It's Will Bond's world.
No, I'm never surprised.
Is that Michael Jordan?
Yes, we share the same broker.
Sometimes you fly first class. How do you deal with that? Chartered flights are way on
its Will Bond's
world. No, he's still not surprised.
And I'm super
Every
modest
gets
too.
Better.
Like Tony, I have no hair, but I'm debonair. Let me share some fashion tips with you. It's Will Bond's world.
Will Bond's world.
That's where I'll be.
That's where you'll be.
Wondrous place.
You can see from space. That's all I need.
That song, Will Bond's World, I think is a great example of writing under pressure and coming up with something good. I felt like I didn't have enough duets with Michelle and we needed something different to add to the show. And that has actually been performed in every Jingle Fest since. Whereas Monkey Start is probably an example of, I need some filler to have something that's in the voice of Bruce Springsteen. So let's just throw this in there. Because I think that was during my stripping medley where I had to have one song with a white t-shirt. And I figured, all right, well, that will certainly fit there. Okay, now let's see. What do we got next here? I don't know that these have been played before. So I recorded another demo of what I initially intended to be my first medley at the show. It was going to be a mix of show tunes and movie songs and TV songs. This ultimately got merged into the medley with Michelle and Sean Morrissey to bring in Joseph and the Amazing Multi-Flavored Sandwich and the One Day More jingle at the end. but these are all the songs that were intended to be a part of that medley. I just felt it was too self-indulgent, and maybe these were songs that I really liked, but that nobody else would want to hear. So here is what was originally the kind of stage and screen medley from Jingleside.
Here comes the mailbag, ending the show. These jingles from Broadway, what a fabulous choice, I know. Send Tony email, then give your car to a child. He'll gather up your notes and read them for you folks. Who's in the mailbag? Maybe it's you. All of his whining, screaming, or pining now off. This show's the best. 980's Cash Cow. Tony's mailbag starts right now. For all these years, hey, wait, don't fade me out. Chaputzva, a word I can use to gain nachos from Jews.
Chaputzva,
Chaputzva,
Chaputzva.
With a wonderful stick like this, I could never lose.
Chaputzva.
Chaputzva.
Chaputzva. Chaputzva.
Chaputzva. A great Yiddish word called chaputzva. And once the word is said, a wave of Jewish cred for me. Chaputzva. I'll top off my speech with chaputzva. Then I'll be such a maker. Address the goyim later, you'll see. Chaputzva. Say it loud, many votes it'll win ya. Say it soft like a Jew from Virginia. Chaputzva. I'll never stop saying chaputzva. I'll admit chutzpah may have been a more Geheric word. Chaputzva. About boxing, sport from another time. Boxing is okay, and sure, I liked Rocky. I was sad when Apollo died. But what's so exciting about two people fighting? This isn't the 1930s. I don't understand it, our boxing obsession. I guess they're not targeting me. Oh, no, 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 no. I guess they're not targeting me. If you go to Lyco, you should try the chocolate fountain at the Golden Corral. Just avoid the kitchen. You might come across a couple guys with shish kebabs, rope-a-dopin'. And after everything is broken, they'll clean up all the blood, and they'll
You're listening to Derivative.
That last song there, The Chocolate Fountain of Enrico, is a parody from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Pure Imagination. So I just so well suited to the topic of chocolate. But that is a song that pops into my head all the freaking time, that if you go to Enrico, and I love just the image of two people like a cartoon falling out of the kitchen, fist fighting with like a little cloud around them and then breaking everything around there. And the fact that, as Mark Nigel read in the news segment, as soon as the fight was over, they cleaned it up and they just reopened. They stayed open even. I'm not even sure they closed, even though people are falling out of the kitchen, fighting and breaking stuff and getting blood everywhere. They just kept going. So I think that's it for this episode of Derivative. It has been a while since I've been with you all. If you enjoyed this, please send me a note. Let me know what you think. It is really challenging for me, as I'm sure for many of you, being quarantined here, to be productive. So juggling stuff with the family and then with my job and then trying just to keep the house together, it's been really hard to carve out time for stuff like this. I love doing it when I can find a little window here. I will try to keep it going. I appreciate your support on Patreon and through the Jingle Store. If you want a shirt, we got a lot of those discounted like $5 right now. You know, that helps pay for all the hosting of the website and stuff. But more importantly, just hearing from you, knowing that you're listening, getting your feedback, making requests. If there's something, as I mentioned earlier, if you have ideas for how we can do some type of virtual get together, Jingle Fest or whatever in the meantime, we'll wait for Jingle Trek to be rescheduled. I'd love to hear it. And I hope to continue doing this. So send me your feedback, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. Hopefully that email address still works. I'm debating whether or not I should renew the tkjingles.com domain. It expires here in about 3 weeks. So I could just let that go into the ether and let some spamming, horrifying pirate or pornography website or something take it over to try to herd traffic to whatever nefarious ends they have in mind. But I may renew it one more year here. We'll see. But in the meantime, that site you don't need to go to. You can go to littlesongs.net to hear a lot of the songs you heard today. Leave feedback for folks that you missed from the Jingle Fest. Send them a note. You heard from a lot of the folks that were at the first Jingle Fest earlier in that We Are the World medley. Some great friends, you know, that we're not going to get to see this year, at least not anytime soon, were featured in that set. And I'm sure they'd love your feedback as well. So thank you for your support again. I'm going to end it with the closer that we played. I think I've had a demo of this somewhere. This is the closer from the last few Jingle Fests. This is a Les Mis song. Not that Les Mis song, but a Les Mis song. And it's all about the littles singing and all the crazy little world we put together here at the Jingle Fest. So I will hopefully talk to you soon.
Do you hear the little singing the songs of orange men? It is the music of the losers living in their mom's basements. With a confusing mix of words, they will ruin your favorite songs until you soon catch yourself singing along. Will you join in our charades? Stand up with us and sing this song. I mean, look how long you stayed. This is the place where you belong. Do you hear the little singing the songs of orange men? Hate to break it to you now, but these are your friends. There's no need, please don't explain. We all understand this thing well, as much as anyone can. It's like Comic Con with singing. Do you hear the little singing the songs of orange men? It's okay to admit it now, you're among friends. Well, sort of your friends. Thanks for coming, but now get out.
picture a man in Springfield at a restaurant with tangerine skin and a silly disguise. Somebody says, hey, you look quite familiar. I think my grandmother read you in style. Jerry appears and he's starting a show. KJ, she sings a few bars. Then the man says, wow, look at the time, and he's gone.
Standing on the